The Ingo Chronicles, Storm Swept, by Helen Dunmore, read by Kate Sachs. Chapter 1.
Morvarin, we'll get caught! Let's go back and wait for the boat!
Shouts Jenner, but I keep on running as if I haven't heard. We're nearly halfway across the causeway to the island. Jenner won't turn back without me. Sure enough, I hear her feet splashing over the cobbles behind me.
Morvarin!
We can make it, I know we can. The tide has reached Dragon Rock and is pouring round it. We'll get a bit wet, maybe. I'm not turning back to wait for the boat now.
Morvarin!
I don't stop, but this time I look back. My sister is standing stock still on the causeway. The wind flails her hair over her face, and the creeping water is already at her feet. I want to keep running, but my feet won't do it. Maybe she's got a stitch. I race back to Jenner and grab her hand. It's cold, and her face is panicky. I pull her hard, but it's like pulling a statue.
We'll drown if we stay here. You've got to run!
The tide is coming in behind us, too. We can't go back to the mainland now, even if we want to. That's the way the tide tricks you. When you're looking ahead, the water slides in stealthily from behind. But we can still reach the island if we run as fast as we can. Every second counts. I yank Jenner's arm and she unfreezes.
We can't go back now, Jenner. Look, it's too deep.
She knows it. Jenner's a sensible one usually. But if we stand here much longer, it'll be too late to go on, as well as too late to go back. I'm hot all over with anger at myself. We should have waited for the next boat. Jenner wanted to, but I wouldn't. Dad will be so angry if we get caught by the tide. There's a refuge 100 meters ahead, but if we have to climb up there, someone's got to bring a boat out to rescue us.